The traditional arts exhibition at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City has been 2 years in the making. Guest curator Andrea Graham spent a year in the field finding Black Hills folk artists and another year putting it all together. Graham tells SDPB's Victoria Wicks that folk artists in various disciplines belong to tight communities, and she learned of artists by word of mouth.
Andrea Graham is the Traditional Arts Program Coordinator for the South Dakota Arts Council. She says the Black Hills abound with traditional arts, and so the title of the exhibit, Black Hills Bounty, is apt. She says there are some commonalities in practitioners of traditional arts, such as family ties or country of origin.
How did you learn? That's always my first question. A lot of times it's from a parent, a grandparent, a cultural community, whether it's a tribal community or an ethnic community like the Norwegian.
Graham says pastimes and occupations lend to folk art. For instance, ranching leads to leather tooling, hat making, or horsehair braiding.
Hunting is a long-standing tradition, and there are, you know, people who make bamboo fly rods and tie flies and make pack saddles and all of the things that are involved in hunting and fishing.
Contemporary fine artists are encouraged to cross boundaries and experiment wildly, but Graham says the same does not hold true for folk artists.
They're individual artists, and the artistry comes from that person, but it also comes from their community. It's more than just them. It's about this history and the group.
Graham says folk arts balance between tradition and creativity. Artists can push the boundaries, but they have to stay within tradition to be recognized by the group. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.